you a friend. The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
Last week's deadly stampede in Houston was pretty horrific, huh? But human stampedes have happened before hundreds of times, and not only at concerts. And they will again because people are people. Our essence has not changed since we first crawled out of the caves, and it will not when we're on the brink of extinction. Present most people with a certain set of circumstances, and they are going to behave in very predictable ways. That behavior has a lot of names, right? Mob psychology, mass hysteria, and psychosis. Regardless of the name we give it, conduct comes from the same place. Fear. Fear of an actual threat, or fear of not conforming. There's a whole lot of monkey see and monkey do about our species. We'll take a closer look at that in a little bit, but first, let's get back to Astroworld. The insanity at that tragic event was exceeded only by the reactions to it on social media and elsewhere. Within hours, multiple lawsuits have been filed against rapper Travis Scott and the promoters Live Nation and Scoremore. Their letters harped on the phrase, quote, predictable and preventable, unquote. I wonder if there's a course offered in law schools to help lawyers coin snappy soundbite phrases, you know, like Johnny Cochran with OJ.
Remember these words. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
That was Johnny himself who headed up OJ's scheme team. Johnny really was a great attorney. CNN now says that the concert security detail had printed plans to deal with such situations, including death. They were told to never, ever use the word dead on walkie-talkies to describe deceased attendees. They were instructed to call dead people Smurfs. There's your corporate mentality, huh? Keep it quiet. Use code words. Maybe we can spin it. Actually, there's your basic flawed human nature. Cain kills Abel, and God asked Cain, where's your brother? And Cain says, what brother? As long as we're going to get biblical, another reaction online was from folks who say Travis Scott's $5 million stage design was 100% satanic symbolism. That it invited a blood sacrifice and is a portal to hell. $5 million seems like a heavy number for a stage, even in Joey's 2021 inflationary economy. But that stage did bear remarkable similarities to a painting by a 15th century artist that depicts hell or limbo. So who knows? But does that matter? The talentless journos were posting some of the dumbest shit you could possibly imagine. Mostly click list bait.
The 10 deadliest concerts of all time. The 5 most lethal concerts.
One touted the 11 most lethal concerts. Bet you that was a dictate from the boss.
Hey Tyler, looks like everybody's doing 5s and 10 lists. Read a few more lines down that Wikipedia page, see if you can come up with an 11th. That'll get us some curiosity clicks.
Okay, bud.
That's all they can do. Cook up lists for halfwits to use in bar bets. They did the same thing with the Alec Baldwin shooting.
5 worst Hollywood gun accidents.
That's in lieu of any actual research or reporting. Wikipedia copypasta journos. Many of those amateurs conflated the Astroworld melee with other concert incidents that had nothing in common other than there was music. Like the Las Vegas shooting in October 2017. I did an episode about that one and some were surprised by my take. Those Las Vegas deaths had no more to do with the crowd behavior than if a tornado had swept through or a jetliner had fallen on them. Other hack journos compared Astroworld to The Rolling Stones concert at Altamont, where Hell's Angels hired as security, stabbed a guy to death who brandished a gun. Well, that happens in dive bars all over the country every night. No comparison whatsoever. As a kid growing up in New York, I was sometimes invited to join friends in Times Square for the annual New Year's Eve shit show. Ooh, you want me to stand in sub-zero weather, being pelted by sleet, ass to cheek with millions of drunken fools, then count backwards from 10 as an electric ball slides down a pole at midnight? Ho-ho, tempt me to madness! Is that a countdown or a group IQ test? I don't like crowds. Some people are attracted to them like flies to shit. Why is that? On this show, we like to boil off the bullshit and distill things to their essence. And the astral world deaths, despite reports of weird prickings or drug use or Satanism, they're really about one thing: mob behavior and psychology. Which also happens to be the driving force behind politics. What makes people either copy the behavior of others or allow themselves to be manipulated by others? As we've discovered since the China virus, fear is the number one motivator, and that would certainly be a major factor in human stampedes. But not only in stampedes, fear is the go-to tool of those who want to control others. It works great, whether for Al-Qaeda, the Mafia, the Federal Bureau of Intimidation, the IRS, Nazis, Bolsheviks, Maoists, fear works. But staying within the context of human stampedes, the levers that operate them can easily be a combination of fear and greed, relations, zealotry, and conformity, as in that Houston debacle. Fans pushed to get closer to the stage. Other fans join the push. There's your Me Too factor. Those already near the stage felt the pressure and out of fear pushed others as they tried to flee. Survivors remarked it was like a human wave, and those wave theory guys would surely concur. Plenty of human and animal stampedes are triggered by fire. No mystery there. People feel trapped and they'll do anything to escape. When I was in college, I was a bartender in a place that frequently had me concerned about fire and escape. It was owned by a dude that was mobbed up. The place was insanely successful, and I'll never know why. Although, at the time, I like to attribute it to my personal magnetism. On any Friday or Saturday night, people would be lined up outside to get into the joint, as if it was Studio 54. Even on bitter cold nights. Except there were no movie or rock stars in the saloon, just a good jukebox and the crush of humanity. The bar had been built in a former bakery, and there were two big display windows on either side of the front door. Problem number one was that about a yard inside of those big windows were wrought iron padlock gates, eliminating them as possible escape routes in case of fire. In the back was problem number two, a door with an illuminated red exit sign above it, which likely gave wary patrons some comfort if they considered a fire scenario. They'd have been wrong, dead wrong. Behind that door marked exit was a fucking storage closet filled with cases of booze and beer. Like that Allman Brothers song, there was only one way out. How could that be? Easy. The city fire inspectors had been paid off. New York City was, and it seems still is, a corrupt shithole. Many a night people were packed six deep at the bar. It could take you 10 minutes to worm your way from the front to the back of the place. My fellow mixologists and I had our own secret escape plan in case of fire. Nobody knew where or even if there were keys to those massive padlocks on the window gates, so at the first sign of flames, we would leap atop the bar and step on heads and shoulders until we reached the front door. Thank God we never had to implement our survival plan. Some of the biggest stampedes are during religious pilgrimages. Nobody seems to know what precipitates those. There was a record breaker in 1990 in Mecca, where about 1,500 were crushed or suffocated. Only 25 years later, that body count was surpassed when some 2,500 Muslim pilgrims were killed in a stampede at Mina, Saudi Arabia. In the last century, there were 46 human stampedes, resulting in 6,200 deaths. Since the turn of this century, there have been 125 human stampedes, with over 7,600 deaths. So it looks like stampedes are trending up, way up. Sometimes crowds are difficult to avoid, and maybe you've just got to see that band or game or rave and will brave massive gatherings. Luckily, some guys have studied human stampedes and have some advice for those who find themselves caught in one. The biggest risk is not being trampled, it's running out of air as you are standing upright. That's called compressional asphyxia. So, if you suddenly find yourself crushed by the crowd, don't panic and don't scream. You'll just be wasting oxygen. First thing is to assume a boxer's position. Get your arms and fists in front of your chest. Try to keep some pressure off of it. Do not fight the crowd. Go with the flow. Try to wiggle out of the center of the crowd by zigzagging through it instead of pushing in a straight line. While the masses may be heading for the nearest exit, try to see if another exit may have fewer people between it and you, and head for that one. If you spot a stanchion or support pole, try to take cover near it. That can be a lifesaver. When attending any thronged event, arrive late and leave early. That way you won't find yourself in a crush of bodies. Always note where the exits are, at theaters and even on airplanes. Scope out the exits and count the seat backs between you and that door. When the lights go out, and they probably will, you'll have to find it by touch. But some people just love crowds. Why is that? Some people even love lines. Yeah, especially in Southern California. When my kids were small, we took them to some Christmassy event in Riverside, California. The promotion boasted 1 million Christmas lights or some nonsense. So we took a long drive. It was underwhelming. Near the big tree in the town square, there were two vendors selling hot chocolate. One of them had a line of 50 or 60 people. The other, no one. So we walked up to the lineless vendor. I asked if he was open. He said yes. I bought 4 hot chocolates, and we walked away. As we did, some non-sheeple souls broke away from the other line, but most of them stayed put. Probably the same folks who will visit Disneyland on 4th of July weekend and happily wait online 2.5 hours for one goddamn ride. By the way, not only is there a geographic quirk regarding that behavior, there's also a localized idiom. People in New York say wait online, while Los Angelinos say wait in line. Who knows why? But Southern Californians do love lines. That Christmas hot chocolate incident was a fantastic display of the herd mentality of many human beings. They see a line, they get on it. They see a crowd, they head for it. Never has the herd mentality been more clearly delineated than right now as this never-ending pandemic marches on. The fear factor is easy to understand. Every conventional media outlet and social media and the federal government and they've been pumping out the fear porn 24/7 for nearly 2 years, and there is no end in sight. And so billions globally and hundreds of millions here in the USA have received vaccinations, and that's great. People have a right to do whatever they need to do to protect themselves. But somewhere, a few months back, things took a very dark and sinister turn. And that can be blamed on one solitary person. Joey Bag of Maggots Biden. Yeah, you know him. That tottering fossil who lives in that big mansion. The guy with the used car salesman's grip and grin over dentures. Yeah, the hair plugs and the facelift. The self-proclaimed nice guy. Well, he's been telling one lie after another. First, he said he would never force anyone to take a vaccine, which, by the way, really isn't a vaccine.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
Then he said if we did take the vaccine, we would be immune.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Then he said you did have to get vaccinated, and if you didn't, he'd make sure you had no job.
The Labor Department is going to shortly issue an emergency rule, which I asked for several weeks ago, and they're going through the process, to require all employees with more than 100 people, whether they work for the federal government or not, this is within the purview of the Labor Department, to ensure their workers are fully vaccinated.
Then he said we weren't getting vaxxed fast enough, and he was pissed off. The veiled threat.
Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
But this biggest, most dangerous lie, the one that really should get him a lifetime jail sentence, if not more, was this one.
Because what is happening in America right now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Let me say that again. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
That's Joey painting a target on millions of innocent people. That's Joey giving his people, his herd mentality supporters, a license to discriminate, to abuse, to intimidate, to coerce, and to hate those who have dared disobey his commands. Even if tens of millions have already had COVID and are protected by their natural antibodies, that's not good enough for Joey, because he's the big boss man. Yeah, the guy with the diapers and hair plugs and the teetering gait who can barely form a sentence. And so his most incomprehensible word salads and mumbles are law. All current statistics now show it is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated, but of the vaccinated. From Israel to Ireland, across the globe and around these United States, the majority of folks hospitalized with the China virus are vaccinated. How did this happen? Well, I stumbled on an interview with a psychiatrist named Dr. Mark McDonald. He has some fascinating insights that answer some questions.
I'm looking at actual data. You can get it off the CDC website. This is what's so amazing to me, that after a year and a half, almost 2 years now, nobody is willing to actually go on and discuss data. Nobody from the other side. It's like they have this, it's like a cult, basically. And if you go and challenge the wisdom of the guru, you're deemed to be a zealot, an anti-cult figure, as opposed to someone who's questioning the absurdity of the internal inconsistencies of the doctrine. It really is a cult. It's a non-thinking, follow the leader, no critical thinking, complete subservience and obeisance to a self-appointed God, which in this case is the Faucis and the Walensky's and the Bidens and all these people in the federal government in Washington and their acolytes, different governors and mayors and unaccounted for bureaucrats throughout the cities and counties of the country. This is not the way that Americans discuss and debate social policy. It never was until recently. Something has absolutely shifted and changed.
That's fruit from the same tree as human stampedes, which we went into in some depth in the previous episode. There are countless cults, but the cult of Joey, this is as dangerous as any that ever existed. As of this past Monday, the city of Los Angeles now mandates proof of full COVID-19 vaccination to enter Indoor restaurants, shopping centers, movie theaters, hair and nail salons, coffee shops, gyms, museums, bowling alleys, performance venues, and other spaces. Unquote. Let's look closer at that. First, mandates. Oh, how Pindic dictators love the word mandate. They say people need proof of full COVID vaccination. What does full mean? How many boosters? 2, 3, 4? And then their Third Reich commands end with the vague, amorphous, quote, and other spaces, unquote. What the fuck does that mean? What are other spaces, precisely? There's a simple reason they use vague terms, because that way they can make it whatever they want. How about gas stations and grocery stores, Is that far-fetched? Not in the least. Anyone who doubts that is, well, you know, a few months back I might have said they weren't paying attention. But after all that has happened, that would be too kind and really disingenuous. They'd be fucking imbeciles. And Los Angeles is teeming with imbeciles. Obedient, compliant, Joey-worshipping imbeciles. You see them everywhere. Driving alone, masked up. Riding their mountain bikes, masked up. Asking total strangers if they've had their boosters. Is this shit ever going to end? No. Because the imbeciles far outnumber the intelligent. And coronavirus, which is, after all, a derivative of the common cold, cannot be eradicated any more than any mutating virus. So the vaccinated will continue to cause mutations. Pfizer will continue to concoct boosters with minimal efficacy. The CEO of Pfizer, who is not a medical doctor but a veterinarian, by the way, a guy that really does know much more about horse dewormers than bona fide vaccines, his name is Albert Bourla. He just said that anyone who spreads misinformation about his vaccine is
a criminal.
Just listen.
Which they circulate on purpose, misinformation, so that they will mislead those that they have concerned. Those people are criminals. They're not bad people. They're criminals because they literally costed millions of lives.
Where'd that chooch get the James Bond villain accent, I wonder? That's a pretty bold statement. What he calls misinformation could be anything that questions or challenges his products and his bullshit. Many people have died, not only from the Pfizer vaccine, but have contracted the virus despite having taken Bourla's vaccine. Doesn't that make him the criminal? And what about all those government officials and medical professionals who discouraged or outright banned the therapeutics that saved millions of lives in India and Japan and all around the world? Those experts who told the COVID-infected to stay home and visit the hospital only when they were near death so that they could be ventilated and then die in the hospital, which would generate $39,000 from the U.S. government for that dead person. Aren't those people criminals? Let's all pray for a day of reckoning for the real criminals. A brutal, final, painful day of reckoning. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. If you like what you just heard, visit the show page at thatlarryshow.com. There you will find hundreds more episodes. If you really like what you heard, click that Patreon button or PayPal and join the Take No Shit Dojo, which helps me keep this show going. If you want to write, it's thatlarryshow@gmail.com. Follow the show. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and No Agenda Social. And there are links for all of those at thatlarryshow.com. My friends, the city of Los Angeles is now officially a biomedical police state. Don't let Joey and Bourla and Fauci and the rest of their filthy ilk do it to your town. Do not comply. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, take no shit. Thank you.